Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, let's go All Access with Aditi, NFL on CBS sideline reporter. She'll be in Nashville for the Jags and Titans. It would really help the Steelers in their wild card fortunes if they have to deal with that.
Cam Ward played a nice little game against the Seahawks.
Lot of it garbage time late, but
I still didn't. Sure. I didn't dislike what I saw, broadly speaking.
Jags Titans is the game she gets, and she's brought to you by Tap Brick Oven and Poorhouse in Greensburg, and also Sir Grout Pittsburgh, your local grout cleaning expert. How are you, Aditi?
I'm great. The Jags, not to, you know, do the whole announcer jinx thing, but they've won 6 in a row when I've been on the sideline.
Did you ever talk to Jacoby Myers?
I did. I talked to him multiple times.
Are you at liberty to talk about any of that, or is that like part of the agreement between CBS and the guys you talk to?
No, I mean, about what? About, you know, he loves...
No, you know what I'm talking about.
The way that Jacoby Myers told me the whole trade went down is that John Spytek, the Raiders general manager, called him and said, "We are trading you to the Jaguars." And his exact quote to me was, "He met that news with a smile on his face." And I said, "Well, I live in Pittsburgh, and I heard that you were given an option." And he said, "No, that's not how it went down."
Okay.
Which is exactly what you'd say if you didn't want to anger Pittsburghers by telling, by indicating that you turned. I'm kidding, Aditi.
I thought it would be a really cool story. Look, if I'm on the sideline of a game, of the Chargers-Jaguars game, and Jacoby had made a very active decision to choose Trevor Lawrence over Aaron Rodgers, to choose the Jaguars' playoff hopes over the Steelers' playoff hopes, well, then, for my purposes, that's a really cool story.
Absolutely.
So I certainly was going to ask, like, "Hey, why did you like the Jaguars' chances better? Why did you like this quarterback better? Yeah. Why did you like this offense better?" But he kind of put the kibosh on my being able to tell that story by saying that's not exactly how it played out from what...
Yeah.
He was offered or told.
All right. So Tomlin's taken a ton of heat this week, and it's even seeped out of Pittsburgh and it's gone national. Cowherd on his TV show today said, and I want to know based on the way you canvass the league if you agree with this. He said that he thinks not having won a playoff game for 8 consecutive years would have gotten Tomlin fired by organizations like the Eagles and the Patriots and the Packers and the Ravens, who demand not just some regular season success, but also playoff success. Do you agree with that?
I think that there's something very fair to that. I mean, the Eagles weren't willing to ride out Doug Peterson doing another up, you know, like the whole roller coaster, right? He won it. How many years after he won a Super Bowl did they say we're ready to move on?
Not many.
The loyalty Let's put it that way. The loyalty is not the same in a lot of other markets in the National Football League. Colin Cowherd is correct about that.
Aditi, when you were around the Steelers on a more regular basis, how much internal pride did you sense that they took in the idea that they were a beacon of stability as far as head coaches? Like, how much was that something that was kind of like on the organizational figurative letterhead, so to speak? Like, that's one of the first things they wanted people to know.
You know what, Chris, that's such a hard thing to answer, because that is more something that fans and maybe ownership takes pride in. But players are thinking about this moment.
Well, I really meant ownership then. I'll clarify it. I don't think the players care about that. I really did mean, how much did you get the sense that ownership cared and was proud specifically of that thing?
Somewhat, but I don't know. I don't know that that was something that was ever... I can't very honestly tell you that in any conversation that I ever had with Art Rooney, that he went out of his way to sit here and say, we stick with our coaches. We believe in our coaches. We ride for sickness or health with our coaches. I never had that conversation, but it certainly does feel like it's part of the organizational ethos.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
How do we feel about people both inside the locker room, like Patrick Queen and to a lesser extent Cam Hayward today, and then James Harrison's rant and even what Trey Essex said in our station, another guy who played for Tomlin? What do you make of all of these people? If this were a trial, you would have just a long line of current and former players who are willing to testify and say, yes, the Steelers have major schematic issues on defense, which we know what that means. It's really pointing the finger at Tomlin for a lot of their defensive struggles. What's your take on that, Aditi?
You know what? It's amazing to me, because I will tell you this very honestly. Over the course of the last, I don't know how many years, let's call it 8 years, 7, 8 years, even longer than that, quite frankly, I have been privy to so many conversations with players privately, ex-players, privately, where they openly express frustration, but also acknowledge that you can't publicly say this because you will automatically be labeled a hater. And if you are to speak, I mean, I'm thinking right now of a conversation that I had with a former superstar Steeler at a Super Bowl 1 year, where he expressed so much disappointment and frustration with the team and with where things were. And I said, why don't you ever say this? And he said, because I'll be labeled a hater. No one wants to hear it. The fact that right now players aren't so scared, cautious, nervous to say how they really feel, it's not like these are new feelings, guys. This is just, they feel a freedom to be able to say that. They feel the environment is a little bit more ready or willing to hear that, as opposed to an automatic dismissal. No way, these people are just hating.
When you say the environment, do you mean Aditi specifically more of that broad national media environment? Because locally, as you're well aware, Mike has been getting pilloried for years by local media.
Still only a segment. No. But that's still only a segment. No, and I disagree with you with this local media. Maybe on Sports Talk Radio, maybe on 93.7 The Fan, but certainly not his beat reporting.
But are beat reporters supposed to necessarily have opinions? That's the columnist's job.
It's not about an opinion, but it's about a willingness to ask a tough question. It's about a willingness to follow up when a question doesn't get an answer.
I mean, he straight up got asked a very pertinent question about his defense getting torched schematically on the DJ Moore touchdown, and he said, great question, sarcastically, I think. Great insight into the depth of your question. I'm also not saying anything. I'm not going to answer it. So, like, how do you follow up when he says, I'm not answering?
Which is why everybody who sits here and thinks that he wants to go to the Giants, you've got to be kidding me. There is no way that Mike Tomlin wants to deal with the New York media. And there's no way that the New York media is going to let that pass.
Well, you should have seen the Philadelphia media with Fangio yesterday. Two reporters almost got into a fight with each other. Did you see that?
I mean, yes, the Philly media is also very distinct and unique. I mean, go and Google the oral history of when there was a big brawl in a press box with the Philly media.
Wait, what? I didn't know that story. Did you, Chris?
I didn't.
You do not know this? Oh, go look
Eagles
it up.
Eagles or Flyers or Phillies or what?
No, Eagles. In the Eagles press box, there is
a big fight breaks out in front of press
multiple media members.
How about a Temple Rutgers game that maybe you covered back in the day? Were you the only person in the press box for that game?
Likely. Not that that's necessarily top of mind. But I think, you know what, this is, there has to be a willingness to sort of acknowledge and recognize where you are. And when you are repeatedly in the same exact position, I mean, this is the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting things to change. At some point, your process needs to change. Your approach needs to change. It's not going to... There is some truism to this idea that you keep doing things the right way. And can you hold on for me 1 second? Kaya, that's enough. I mean, how much white bread can a child eat?
Well, you're asking the wrong guy. I was going to say, Aditi, I was known to go through perhaps a loaf in a day eating toast at my grandma's house.
And then Malsy didn't think rolls would be on a top 10 list of Thanksgiving sides
yesterday. Here we go.
Well,
rolls
and this
are
is the problem, right? Like, we only eat whole wheat bread in this house. But I have a white bread baguette that I have cut into pieces for crostini. And this 6-year-old is so smart. She knows when mommy's distracted, she can just go and keep crafting that white bread.
I respect the heck out of your daughter for doing that. I think that is just a terrific move. And you can tell her the person you were talking to, at least one of them, fully endorses that if you'd like.
Does that make for Brad Marrero? Is Tony going to yell at me afterwards?
Aditi,
I cannot believe you interrupted your thoughts on the Steelers process.
Can I say something? One more thing, just based off of what you said there, you were getting into the whole kind of like, can't keep doing the same thing and expecting something different. I'll go back to this, though, because this is what I always say when people bring up like, hey, they can't just keep going this way. If I were in Mike Tomlin's shoes and I was delivering the results he has delivered for the last several years, but I kept A, getting new contracts, and B, getting raises on those contracts, it would be very difficult for me to be introspective enough to think I better change the way I'm doing things if my boss was telling me with those kind of contract extensions that he was happy with my work. And therefore, I put it on the owner more than the coach as far as this team's resistance to change across all fronts.
This is a conversation we've had over and over and over again.
I know.
That at the end of the day, it's Art Rooney's job. Well, at the end of the day, it's Art Rooney's job to say, hey, I want to help you along in this way, this area, or I'm going to hold you to a different standard. I know this is like a name that is verboten right now, but this is making me think of when Antonio Brown got that massive contract that reset the salary for wide receivers. And if you remember, that wasn't the ideal playoff situation. if you remember that AFC title game against the Patriots, he wasn't necessarily his best self on the bench. Ben Roethlisberger talked about it afterwards. And I remember asking Antonio Brown in that press conference announcing his new contract, did either Mike Tomlin or Art Rooney say that with this contract comes different responsibility? And Antonio's answer was no, but Ben said that to me. He said that Ben Roethlisberger had called him the night before and said that with this contract comes a different expectation of who you are to be. And it still strikes me this many years later that you gave that much money to somebody. And after the whole Facebook Live, which obviously we were at a different time, Instagram Live wasn't, you know, like it was a different time when all of that happened. Neither ownership nor the head coach thought that you would say, hey, with this comes something different, comes a different set of expectations, that there is a different onus on you as a leader, as a representative of the club. And that it was Ben Roethlisberger that had said that. I mean, you can go back and you can find that press conference. Oh, yeah. You can find that answer.
I remember it happening. Aditi, will you go out Thanksgiving Eve? Are you someone that finds whatever spot in Fox Chapel everybody gets to and, you know, finds their high school
right? Because my 6-year old who loves to eat white bread is going to be totally cool if I do that.
Hold back my hair.
I didn't grow up here. I don't know. We are going to have a very nice Friendsgiving Eve with some friends. And then tomorrow morning, we will be at my mother-in-law's house for a period of time. And then we'll come home and I'll cook as well because my children like my cooking. And we'll start decorating for Christmas.
All right.
Well, that Christmas tree has been up for like 3 weeks in my house.
Jeez.
I didn't really. No. You know, see, so my birthday is December 2nd, which, by the way, is the same birthday as Aaron Rodgers. And I always felt like we had to have Thanksgiving and then my birthday and then we can start looking to Christmas. But what I realized once you have children is that your birthday is completely irrelevant. So that's why we now start on Thanksgiving.
I feel like that's also maybe a shot at your husband. Thank you, Aditi. We'll talk again soon. Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.